This is your boy, the most fabulous T-Bear 183, doing it to you in your ears as we chilling with my guys, the Hip Hop Digest Show, Kurt G, E Green, and King Killer, all up in your earlobe.
I say be happy with what you got.
You be happy. Me? I want what's coming to me.
Well, what's coming to you?
The world, Chico. And everything in it, everything in it, everything in it, everything in it, everything in it.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And guess what?
Guess what?
It's going to be a sweet sound.
Oh, shit.
Coming down. Y'all niggas on the light shit. Night shift. For
real. Yeah, we definitely on the night shift right now.
Y'all in the next day.
Yeah, man. We have to fucking talk about gremlins, my nigga.
Yo, who said that? Who's that? Lionel Richie?
No, what group was that? That was a whole bunch of people singing that song.
Marvin? Night shift. Was it Commodores and them?
No, it was. It was the Isley Brothers.
It was a bunch of people that were singing on that song.
It was the Commodores, man.
It was a dedication to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, it was dedication.
Otis Redding, a few people on that.
Oh, wow. That. Yeah, okay. Damn.
Like I thought 86, it was 86, 80. Shit, not even then. That was like.
In 84, I don't even remember. 85. Yeah, that's an old joint. One of our old head niggas that hit us on here.
When Marvin left here, they made that song for him.
All right, no doubt.
But y'all niggas on the night shift. That's what I do know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm remembering the song now. It was Marvin. It was Jackie Wilson.
Yes.
Okay, got you.
Yes. Talking about. Yes.
Got you. All right. So welcome to the show. Thank you for everybody who's riding with us. I know we've been intermittent on shows or whatever, but you know, shite happens.
Shite happens.
Right.
Niggas over here, we ain't getting paid for this shit. We got regular jobs. So when the pay calls, we might have to answer.
Man,
gotta get it.
Regular jobs.
Right.
Okay, no doubt. So with that being said, I'm going to go into a lot of these topics are just regular headline topics, but they're superlatives for one reason or another. And this first headline is, well, you know, I guess it's more of the same if you are a fan of Young Bull's music.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Blueface arrested for murder or attempted murder.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the Las Vegas police had a warrant out for his arrest. It says on Tuesday, November the 15th, Las Vegas Metro Police Department arrested Blueface on a warrant for attempted murder with the use of a deadly weapon, discharging a firearm into an occupied structure.
Wow.
Okay. These charges stem from an October 8th shooting. It's been a while. He's been out free for a minute.
So he thought.
Yeah, no doubt. Back in February, Blueface was arrested for a gun possession in California following a traffic stop. Okay. 2019, Blueface was charged with one felony count of carrying a loaded firearm. Okay. In his permit and on a person without registration. Those charges were later dropped. Now, if someone can refresh my memory, Blueface is the cat whose mom wanted Snoop and Ice Cube to talk to their son. Yeah. Talk to her son.
Yeah, I think that was him.
Blueface, that is, about being a more responsible young man. Now,
she wanted Snoop and Ice Cube to talk to her son?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I probably wanted them to. I'm thinking she probably sees them and saw that they were heading the wrong route and decided to turn it around at some point in time. And figuring that he can do the same thing in the music game, that he could turn around and go and leave this street shit alone.
Blueface was actually wanted by the police after being caught on camera attacking a bouncer at a California club who allegedly denied him entry without showing ID. So this is the thing, and I remember saying about Blueface that Ice Cube and anybody else who is a veteran MC is not going to counsel this young man. Because he's going to be like, fuck you old niggas, I don't need y'all. That's what he's going to say. Now, I'm asking you, yous, both of yous, why in the world does Blueface really want to go to jail? I don't get. Does he? I mean, it seems like he want to go to jail.
I don't think that. No, you know what? The nigga don't want to go to jail. What he's doing is ultimately going to end his ass up in jail or either dead. The shit that he's doing. Those are only two outcomes for the shit that he's doing. But he doesn't want either one of those outcomes. But he's caught up in a world that for some reason he can't seem to escape, either through his own or somebody else's bringing it, keeping him in the shit. Either way, it's a fucked up thing. And I don't even know how to explain why niggas can't see the path that they're heading down that is going to lead to destruction. I don't even understand how you're that blinded and see so many, especially when you see so many niggas your age and younger dying from the same shit that you're doing, that you can't see that this path is fucked up, that it doesn't lead you anywhere, but you still keep going. It's like you see a fire and you just keep walking towards it. You can, like, you won't turn around. Behind you is completely clear. There's no fire behind you, but you just keep walking towards the fire, and I don't get it.
Well, yo, I'll be honest. I know more about his personal life than I do about his music. I first heard about that kid with that shooting stuff. He's always fighting his girl. He wanted to be more promiscuous than Wilt Chamberlain. All this kind of stuff is I've heard about this dude. And I don't know nothing about his music, which doesn't make any difference. But from what I am hearing, he's got a date with a certain kind of destiny, yo. And there's nothing that anybody can clearly do about it.
You know, I often wonder, a lot of times we use a lot of superlatives. You know, yo was raised in a foul environment. You know, yo didn't have a shot. You know, yo mentality is this, that, and the third. I'm like, do we use an excuse for every cat who get caught up? Because sometimes it seemed like it do. Like, we use an excuse for cats who get caught up. I mean, Blueface is another one of these cats who's probably made a pretty good living in his, you know, in his young life. And why he just wouldn't want to retreat to the Hollywood Hills. And if, in fact, Snoop and them is his role model, okay, yeah, they was got caught up in some gunplay or some things. But now they're chilling. Now I'm going on that road. I'm going to write me a couple scripts. You know what I'm saying? You know, do some television. I don't know. I can't. This is what I'm saying. Just like any cat that we get up here and something happens to, we don't celebrate death on this show. But as we cover it, you know, you sort of, you know, my hands are sort of like, well, what? Who's going to make an excuse for this cat? Who's going to say, oh, yo, you know, shout the Blueface or whatever? I mean, it's not like this is Nipsey Hussle here. You know what I'm saying? Who clearly may have been involved in some things that led to his death, but he wasn't on that path. He was trying to do something different.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you know. Shout out to Blueface, man. I'm be dead ass, yo. I didn't. Why is he even a musician? Because real talk, let's just be 1,000. His music is horrendous.
I don't. Okay? If I ever heard any of his songs, I don't know it.
No, B. This guy is horrendous. He's just not even good.
Well, somebody's liking his shit.
Yeah, somebody.
Because he's popular.
No, very popular.
Popular enough for us to be talking about this nigga doing dumb shit.
Well, like Igri said, you know about other things, aspects, but you don't really know about his music. So, all right. So, you know, there you go. Peace, God. Yeah. Mm. So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest falls under Igri's, one of his favorite lines about it being business hours.
Business hours.
Yeah, shout out to Igri. So, and this is old news, and I know we should get some chatter on the text chain or whatever. Adidas just announced they'll be selling Yeezys under a different name. Kanye must be furious. So, I read that headline, and I'm saying to myself, okay, number one, your boy had something going on with them shoes, obviously, okay?
The fucking companies, like, they was about to go under, but because this Yeezys is, okay, is out.
Okay, now maybe that's the case. Maybe Adidas is like, yo, some serious bottom line is about to jump off here. You know what I'm saying? Side note on Adidas, I was at the Adidas outlet on Clarksburg or whatever and bought this black on black Adidas top. Yo, it's fucking dope. Anyway, but back to the previous program. So now I'm thinking, I couldn't help thinking, how ironic. This is just like a record deal, okay? So then your man, you know, Mr. Yeezy himself creates this joint. It's selling like hotcakes. Adidas is making money or whatever. He getting hot water, but the fashion itself, you know, the shoe, I guess, design, it's so, from your man Yeezy himself, is so crazy in the marketplace, just like a record deal. Adidas like, well, shit, nigga, that shit belong to us. You ain't got no copyright. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know if he getting points off them shoes. He might be still getting points off them shoes. And that's on in the contract. But.
Well, B, let me ask you a question.
All right.
The icon shoe is Jordan, right?
Of course.
But then there's this brand called Jumpman, right?
Yes.
Right.
I don't think heads is checking for them Jumpmans like they checking for them Jordans, are they?
Nope.
Cats and is... the same thing.
Okay. All right.
It's going to happen with these sandbags and spaceships.
So.
And whatever else.
when they change the name to Adidas or whatever the fuck they want to call the niggas,
so
them niggas ain't going to buy them shits.
But wait a minute. But hold up. But what the general public is going to know, what this general public going to know, or they gonna want to know, is that is Mr. Yee just gonna get points off them joints? So this is what I'm saying. Your boy Michael still getting money off them Jumpmans, no matter how much they selling, and he's still getting money off with the joint his namesake, right?
No question.
Okay. No question. But the thing to me now, on a serious note,
sandbags and spaceships.
I know. Jane, stop this crazy thing. The shit that's fucked up about this whole thing is that Adidas, if you feel so strongly about what you did, why the fuck are you still even selling them?
Nigga, because they had them produced.
They got a whole lot of fucking. They got a whole lot of inventory over there.
Okay, hold on.
And
they're
like, we don't give a fuck what y'all niggas is talking about. We still gonna sell these motherfuckers. We just gonna change the name.
Hold on, let me read this. This is kind of real important here. It says, according to a press conference from October 25th, Adidas said it would end production of the Yeezy branded products and stop all payments to Ye. Or Ye, or yeah, whatever, however, whatever his name is, and his companies as well. So it acknowledged that it would be taking a loss as a result and terminating a partnership with one, Mr. West. Therefore, the Mr. West brand and all Mr. West branded products.
This looks like the setup is coming. Because what it sounds like to me is these niggas is getting ready to pull the okie doke on your boy Ye. What they're going to do.
Now, hold up.
This is what I'm thinking now. Okay.
I'm going to answer that question because I got it right here.
Okay, go ahead.
I can confirm that Adidas is the sole owner of all design rights related to the existing products.
How can that be?
Okay. Right. They can be the.
It's a record deal.
A record contract.
It's just like a record deal.
It's like a record deal. See, the only thing that he owns looks like is his name. Yeah. So they can't keep the name Yeezus or Yeezys or whatever the fuck you want to call them. They can't keep that name, but they can change it and keep printing the motherfuckers and putting them out there. But the thing is, to me, the fucked up part, like I said, the okie doke is about to pop off. This is where the okie doke was coming. Is we're going to take, because you already know that Ye's going to take their ass to court over this shit. This coming. He's going to sue them, take them to court, and what they're going to do is say, fuck it. Nigga, we own the rights to this shit, so we're going to do what we want to do. And because this nigga's name is just straight mud right now, and if he goes to court, they're probably going to rule against his ass no matter what the fuck they go for. He's going to get the ruling is going to go against him. He's going to be the fuck out of it. He's going to be counted, cut out of the deal no matter how it goes.
It says that Mr. West himself is claiming that the shoe wouldn't have been as popular without his name or design input.
You're right.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
It's 1,000% right. Ye is 1,000% right in what he's saying, that the shoe would not. His name brought everything to that shit. The fact that he's out there walking around with them sandbags on, and he's giving them away to niggas like Fat Joe and them, and letting them walk around with them shits on.
The moon boots, yes.
The niggas is walking around. He got celebrities walking around with them shits. So, I mean, the branding they pulled off was fucking genius. Let all the celebrities walk around with these motherfuckers, and everybody else is going to want them. All their followers and everybody's going to see them walking around with these shits on and want them too. So, yes, he had great branding. But the problem, like I said, he don't own the fucking right to the designs is where he fucked up. So they're going to get his ass if he takes them to court. And I'm thinking that he probably will say, fuck y'all niggas, we going to court, and he's going to lose.
Well, indeed. So
very interesting to see the outcome of this.
It is. And to me, it just goes to show you that them niggas really taking a fucking loss.
Oh,
off
yeah.
of these shits.
Oh,
for you yeah. to go behind, you're so strong about what you did, instead of saying, fuck that shit, what you talking about, nigga. We still gonna sell these Yeezys because it's gonna take a loss. They're like, nah, nigga, fuck you. You're out of this shit. But you're not that out of it. You really didn't believe in what you said because you still gonna motherfucking sell these motherfuckers no matter
what.
Yeah,
but what they gonna call them shits, though, B? Yeah, that's what they're fucked up.
B. No matter what they call them, niggas is gonna still call them Yeezys. They can call them whatever they want to call them. I mean,
No, there nobody that has paid for them shits is going to equate.
I gotta admit, but what Kurt G saying,
but they're still going to call them that because think about it. If you can sell Coke at a different name, niggas still gonna call it Coke. Niggas go to the store and buy a motherfucking regular soda and be like, "Give me a Coke." You know what I'm saying? Because the name it's gonna look like damn Yeezys. It's gonna be the same Yeezy design.
But
it's just
damn,
gonna be called something different. And niggas like, oh, you got a pair of them Yeezys on.
But it's ironic though, and I think Jumpman is the perfect fucking analogy for that, yo. You're right. I mean, they may say, oh, that's them Yeezys, but they're not really Yeezys. And just like back, like any fashion statement, you buying it for the name on it.
Right.
I mean, because it can't be the fucking fashion design if you're wearing fucking sandbags and fucking Apollo 1 jump offs. You know what I mean? It's shit. It's fucking,
nope.
You know what I mean? Word is born. Yo, Neil Armstrong jump offs and shit, yo.
Exactly. I mean, big ass boots. Those shits are like
they're gonna be selling these motherfuckers just because they got a lot of inventory, B. They're selling them because they got a lot of inventory, but you like you're 1,000% the right here, Igree. Ain't nobody gonna be buying them motherfuckers.
Those shits gonna be at the outlets.
Because niggas ain't fucking with them because store. It ain't the same thing.
Yeah, nope. No doubt.
No, it actually is.
It is the same thing, but it's not the same thing. Because the name changed.
Exactly.
Actually, the Adidas jacket that they didn't have in my size, they didn't have Fat Boy size, but they had this green and lime striped junk. Oh, junk was fire, yo.
Kurt, he don't know nobody could have, you know, hit him back with the bread, and he don't know nothing about that.
No, I didn't know.
Him,
I mean,
stay on the rack.
It stays on the rack. Fuck that. I mean, green stripes is fire, but I can only see it on me.
I apologize. I didn't know. You know,
Urban Green wouldn't wear that.
It's got green on it, my nigga.
So that's what's up, man. That's what's up with your boy, yo. You know what I mean? That's what's good. Yo.
So. He's still not canceled.
Oh, he's canceled. I mean, he's
himself personally canceled, but the designs and the shit and the money that other people are generating off of him is not canceled.
See, this is the thing.
He's still getting a lot of run, though.
This is the thing, man. He is getting run,
but it's negative run for him personally. Right. But it's positive run for everybody that's talking about him because they're making money off of this
shit. Look, does he have the ability to still kick up dust? Yes.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, is that the people who are the money holders, are they going to want to be able to be in partnership with him? Trust me when I tell you, he can kick up dust all he want, but eventually the dust does settle. So we'll see about that. You know what I mean? We will definitely see about that. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the midterm elections are over with. And largely by and by, I guess the Democrats sort of just slid by or whatever. The Republicans didn't take over heavy.
And I see our man over there made a difference in Arizona.
what you talking about? I'm sorry.
Nevada, should I say. I said Arizona. Out there in Nevada, you made a difference.
just
your
I?
Presence.
Shit.
So all that being said, but I guess what I want to talk about, I do want to, because I gave a special shout out to the brothers and sisters in Pennsylvania who apparently did their job because Oz and that other nutcase didn't make it through. So shout to them. Georgia, yeah, I'm disappointed. Stacey's one of my faves or whatever. But then she lost by 8 points. I don't know what that was about. But
they like get her. We don't even want her in here.
Yeah, I'm saying, no doubt. But what you got is probably still all eyes on Georgia. You know, the Reverend Raphael Warnock against
Herschel,
shithead number one.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
I can't. I can't. You know what else I also can't believe?
What's that?
Since we're on a political digest right now, this is funny, and I just want to bring this up and see what you have to say about it. For the past two and a half years ago, we knew up to the fucking second who died of COVID, who got COVID, all that shit around the world. But we can't count fucking votes in 2 days? Just crazy to me. That is crazy to me, yo. Was it always like this, or did this just happen like the last four cycles or so?
So the problem with that conspiratorial statement is...
It's not a conspiracy, bruh. I'm just asking a question. Why the fuck can't votes get counted? They did before. I don't care what who wins. I'm just asking, why can't they get fucking counted?
The problem with that conspiratorial statement...
That, but I'm not letting you. It's not a conspiracy question. It's a regular-ass, everyday...
Well, I'll try to ask the question. I'll try to ask the question.
Without saying...
He wants you to skip that part and get right to the answer.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I will explain is that elections in the past...
I still heard it, though, even though he didn't say it. There was a pause in there.
Elections in the past had the quorum. So when you were a candidate and you were informed you're not going to win the election, you got up on the mic mostly and that conceded. Night and conceded.
Yes, that night, yes.
So all this votes not being counted is a byproduct of people who won't concede.
Wow.
That's the difference. So damn. When people sit up here and say, yo, it didn't used to be like that. Will you tell me when a time when people just wholesale who lost elections said, fuck it, I'm not conceding. I want recounts. I'm suing.
So that is some new shit.
That's some Trump shit.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, sir.
Very new. Because like I said, I just haven't noticed it. But I've
you didn't notice it because it wasn't happening.
Yeah, because like King Killer said, it was clock strike midnight, somebody in the hotel ballroom, somber as fuck, saying congratulations to so-and-so. You're right. I do not see that happening as much as it used to. So there's the answer, I guess.
See, you got an answer.
Yeah, because it's not, it's B, I swear to God, it's not conspiracy. I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? But that simple-ass answer is complex. So I get it now.
But that's really what the fuck's happening, because these niggas refuse to concede now.
Yeah.
I mean, niggas lose by... I wish your girl in Georgia were like, I'm not conceding. Even though she lost by 80 fucking points.
Now, it's funny.
She'd be like, I'm not conceding.
No, she lost by 8 points, but it was funny.
I'm not conceding.
But the election that she didn't was the previous election that she didn't concede. And because Brian Kemp was in charge of the elections, he stole that shit like a mofo. Damn. Now, what can you say about that? But you know what? At the end of the day, okay, even though she knew the election was kind of took from her because Brian Kemp and them was on some funny shit, but she did walk away and said, we'll try to fight another day. But this time she got blown out. So, you know what I mean? Which is unfortunate. Now, what I want to get to quickly so we can get out of the politic digest is back to your boy Herschel Walker.
Herschel.
I'm just saying this, yo. I'm just saying this 100, my G. I'm just being 100, yo. Yo, you know sometimes when they used to show the news and they run up to a black person and the way they speak, you get embarrassed?
Oh, did you go there, my nigga?
Look, this is what I'm saying. And this is me. Hold up, yo. This is me being 100. Okay, because you know I get up here.
Proper English, my nigga.
Hold up. This is me being
not
1,000.
Today.
This is just me being 1,000, kid. I get up here. I don't pronounce people's names right. My fake Jamaican accent is horrible. You know what I'm saying? I get all kinds of facts wrong. I'm not a politician, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not running for the U.S. Senate.
Neither is he.
But word is born, son. That motherfucker's an imbecile, my G.
Herschel, the imbecile.
I'm saying he's just 1,000% imbecile, my G. And I'm just asking you, Swerve, when you hear that motherfucker, don't you be like, what the fuck?
Here's exactly what I think. God, he was a great football player. And then I think anybody that votes for that, you're going to get what you deserve.
But what they're going to get is a fucking puppet. He's just going to vote whatever they tell him to vote for. Because he's just a fucking piece they just put in place.
There you go.
Just to take a spot. They could have put a piece of shit, literal piece of shit in that spot. Just to hold that spot down and say, this is our new Republican candidate, and we want him to vote for this nigga. Please.
A very good article in the Washington Post highlighted that. They said that the people who vote for Herschel Walker and who support him are more comfortable the more ignorant he is. Because that guarantees that he will not walk off the reservation and do what he's...
You mean plantation.
Man. He won't do that without being instructed. So there's plenty of people, if he wins the election, Mitch McConnell and everybody else in the Republican leadership is going to tell him what to vote for and when to vote for it. You show up, you collect your check, you don't draft any legislation, you don't sponsor any legislation, you just vote yes when we tell you to vote yes.
I wonder what his Wonderlink score was.
It didn't matter, my nigga. He could run fast.
Woo, man, he's running fast into these politics, but he, yo, B, I'm not going to sit here and condone what you're saying about that man, but you're right.
B, when niggas say Dallas got over on Minnesota with that fucking trade they did, when they got all them picks for that nigga.
Yeah.
The Republicans are going to be getting over the same way if this nigga gets in.
So,
wow.
Yeah, and like I said, man, I'm word is born, yo. I say that, you know, with my whole self on display, man. You know, I'll be on this show butchering shit.
Well, for equal value, please help me because I'm a little ignorant. But what's with the guy in Pennsylvania with the hoodies and sweatshorts? What's with that guy?
You know what? Really, again, he just basically, I believe he was the lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Very popular guy, you know, kind of like an everyman. I know his wife is Spanish. I think she's actually from Puerto Rico or immigrated from Puerto Rico. So he could speak to the kind of everyman issue. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I don't come from money. I don't come from this, that, and the third. But he actually had a stroke, a pretty serious stroke. Man, now he's on the mend. I didn't think him having a stroke should disqualify him.
No,
from for running for office. And I know that last debate with Dr. Oz, he was really struggling. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And he was really like messing up on his words and everything. He was really, really struggling. But actually, if I heard him speak since then, it really has improved. So,
oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was ignorant to the facts. I was just asking.
That's as much as I know, you know, about him. I just know that my mom, who had us out as kids voting early, you know, same thing. She was like, you know, we can't let Oz and them.
Yeah. He moved there. That was another joke, yo. Had he won that, it'd be hard to claim PA, yo.
I heard he got fucked up in the game. Something about he didn't know nothing about, you know, like Pittsburgh Steelers or something.
I
don't know. B, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know about Pitt or Penn State or the Eagles or the Pirates or the Phillies, I mean, if you don't know that whole game, yo, you fucked up.
Yeah, he out the whip. Yeah. Clearly.
No doubt. I'm just here to get a vote.
Exactly. So... No doubt. All right, let's keep it moving, yo. Boy, we got at a couple of sticky widgets relatively easy, didn't we?
Hey,
I'm feeling good about that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is everybody has an opinion, and so do we. Akon, is commenting on Young Thug, saying his career will be over if he cooperates in his Young Slime Life RICO case. So apparently the federal authorities, they probably got enough to convict him of probably high crimes and misdemeanors, I'm sure. But apparently the federal prosecutors is looking for a lot more fish and saying, you know, Thug probably want to get back to his career. Thug probably don't want to spend the rest of his life in jail. You know, it's you know what I'm saying? Let's put a test tube out on him and see what he want to do. Akon is saying if he actually cooperates, his career's over.
Well, that's not necessarily true because we got Tutti Frutti out there still. Damn. Mr. Colorful Hair, Colorful Teeth, dude.
Well,
but he's done.
You think?
He's done. He's done, though.
He's done for the most part. Yeah. His popularity, how he was before, all that shit, he's nowhere near that, B. Nowhere near that level that he was at.
All right.
So this is the thing, though. I guess I'm wondering about that, and it's not a fair comparison, but I guess I wonder, in the case of the examples we always use, Michael Jackson and R. Kelly, they were able to make hits despite all the things that were swirling around them. Of course, Jackson died. We don't know what would happen otherwise. And then, of course, R. Kelly's, you know, he's in the bing, you know, for here in a duration. But their ability to make hits all is forgiven. I wonder, as Akon is saying, if we really find out that he cooperated.
Oh, you're going to be easily to find out if he cooperated. It's not like that's going to be sealed.
Okay, but if he does cooperate, how does that work? Does he come out and make... Okay, does he survive it if he comes out and makes a crazy record that all the young bulls love? Or is he just cannot get over the tried and true street mantra of that you don't snitch?
I think if he shits up, he could possibly get out of it. But if he shits down,
on the cats under him. Yeah, but those are the cats under him. The federal authorities don't want underlings.
They don't want nobody under him.
Yeah.
The reason they want people above him.
Right.
Well, then, yeah, he may survive that.
Depends on who he shits on, though.
Right.
If shitting up means he's shitting on Birdman.
Mm. And higher than that.
And higher than Birdman. And one of these label niggas that's running, let's say your boy over there, let's say he's running what's the name of the damn label that's running with Migos and them? Was it OC or whatever the name of that label? I can't remember the name of the label, but them niggas over there, if shitting up means he's shitting on those type of niggas, that he's done. Mm. He's completely done.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh boy.
Which, you know, but even us talking about this sounds is fucked up. It really is. Just talking about it, because we're still talking about this jail nigga shit. Stop snitching.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
But you know, they got mad evidence, though.
They got him, but in the case of him, this is the true case would be of snitching. If you in the game and you doing this shit, and now you want to tell on niggas to try to get less time, that's snitching, my nigga. That's the true case of snitching. If you in it and you doing the shit and you get caught, you got to do that time, my nigga. You get snitching on somebody, that's snitching. Now, grandma down the block, tired of you niggas out here selling rocks? I'm rhyming right now. It's like, fuck you niggas, I'm calling the cops. Yeah, nigga, fuck, that ain't snitching to me. She's trying to clean the neighborhood up.
I don't know how many years they talking about giving him, but maybe he can put his money in a couple of CDs, and I'm not talking about the music shit.
Interview, sit down with Vlad the Snake TV, singer Akon spoke about the forthcoming trial and revealed that he is concerned that Mr. Jeffrey Williams will be blackballed from the hip-hop community going forward if he chooses to snitch. So, again, I'm looking at this, and first of all, the reality is that guys snitch all the time.
That's all they do. Niggas get a lot. Ain't a lot of true, real niggas as you say, real niggas that want to do that time. They get locked up and they done put in a couple weeks up in this motherfucker, and somebody come approach them with a deal, they taking that deal. It may not be on a level as this, but a smaller deal that'll get them less time, and nigga gets 5 instead of 10, they taking it all day long.
Yep.
Says he has a lot of pressure riding on his shoulders. The 31-year-old name remains in connection with more serious crimes and has several children counting on him on the outside. Again, they actually have real evidence against him.
Shit.
It's B. C.
They have real evidence.
I got a problem with that shit.
My man will speak on it.
Because to be saying some shit like that bothers me for one reason. You don't give a fuck about these kids. You don't give a fuck about your family when you out here free doing the dumb shit you doing.
And you don't
give a fuck
about
none of them niggas. And when you ain't got to.
And when you don't
when you
have
got
to.
Another option to not do that. You got music that you're making money off of. You got legitimate shit that you're making money off of. And yet you still want to do this dumb shit. You still want to be out here in the game, which includes drugs, putting in work. That's what you want to do when you ain't got to do that shit? Nigga, I don't give a fuck about your family when you get locked up, because you didn't give a fuck about your family when you was out here free.
As harsh as that sounds.
That sounds real harsh to say, but you didn't give a fuck about them when you was free. You're very right. You didn't give a fuck about your family. You weren't thinking about your kids when your ass was free. You were still doing your shit. Now a nigga get locked up. Oh, I want my family. I got a family to get back to. I got kids to take care of. Really, nigga? Really?
All right.
Damn, don't let Kurt G be the judge.
Hey, jerk.
Oh, and speaking of snitching, I'm just asking because, you know, I live out here now. I don't live in D.C. anymore. But I heard Rafel getting out.
I heard that shit, too.
And Rafel is going directly into witness protection after he gets out because he's been a cooperating witness for over a decade, for more than a decade.
So you saying if that nigga hit the streets, he's Alpo?
Oh, of course. And Rafel knows he's Alpo, but Rafel is already... This is regular knowledge. Actually, the last documentary I saw on Rafel said that he has been a cooperating witness with the federal authorities for some time now, and originally was cooperating with federal authorities to get less time for his mom and relatives. So, this ain't even news.
So he got to go away.
Nicky Barnes living a regular life. And he's been in witness protection, and Rafel's going the same place. He's going to federal witness protection and going to live a regular life somewhere.
I guess we'll see.
That's what that is. Shoot, so
Idaho is going to be his new home.
Hey, whatever. I'm just saying. Now, it's interesting. I don't know if a guy like Thug would ever consider something like that. But if he really, like you said, cared about his kids, maybe he might want to consider, look, okay, I'm done. No more rap career anyway. So I'm going to witness protection.
That might not save you, though. Them streets don't like snitches.
Again, the folks who go on witness protection seem to do all right. It's those who get out of witness protection, Alpo.
All right, we'll see.
That's what's up. Yes. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is along the same lines. Again, the last time we talked a couple of weeks ago was the unfortunate death of Takeoff. And obviously, we come to learn that it was everybody's goons shooting at goons, which is unfortunate. Had J. Prince's son, goons, allegedly shooting at other Migos, goons. How unfortunate, and how unnecessary. I don't know. I was watching a mini documentary of groups who didn't like certain groups in the rock and roll era. And it was a tour, and it had Megadeth, Guns N' Roses, and Metallica. And them niggas did not like Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. And all of them were cocaine snorters and drinkers anyway. The most they got into was some fisticuffs backstage, but they hated each other.
No goons?
It was no goons. You know what I'm saying? And that, it was kind of, it wasn't funny, but I'm just saying, they talked about each other, and you know, yeah, that motherfucker from the Lars, a lot of motherfuckers don't fuck with him neither, and you know, Guns N' Roses, and them niggas, well, fuck that nigga, you know, well, they wasn't calling him a nigga.
Fuck Axl.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. They just kind of like back and forth or whatever. This huge, you know what I'm saying? It was like one of the biggest money-making metal tours of the day. You know what I'm saying? And it was just crazy. But that was it. They didn't like each other. The most they got into was some fisticuffs backstage.
You can't see that shit, though. These niggas can't look past that shit to do business. Can you imagine these groups doing business like that? Nigga, these rap niggas. These niggas are like, oh, I see the op across the stage. His ass got to go.
All I know, again, all of this stuff is alleged. But I'm telling you, I just don't understand. And again, you know, you think that Jay Prince would want his sons to be, you know, have graduated from Ivy League schools and are legitimately.
We talked about that already, B, when you dry that horse up there in Gaithersburg.
I know it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You are so right.
It's a mentality. It's not a fucking color. It's a mentality. And it's a fucked up mentality. And if wanna be a fucking
my dad, the Run Houston, the biggest, one of the biggest gangsters in fucking Texas, my nigga, well respected out here in these streets across the U.S. of A in every hood. Well respected, yeah. So I got to be hood too.
I was
going
to say, it's got to be some pressure on the young Jay Prince to live up to his dad's.
It really doesn't. There
should be
a lot
no
of
pressure.
Fucking places in the world.
This should be nigga. This nigga should be in Cabo or some fucking island somewhere, chilling.
Yep.
Like fuck all that shit. I'm loving this shit. I'm loving this life, my nigga.
Yep.
You got Drake. Arguing. The nigga's making eating off Drake. He should be even worried about a goddamn thing. Should he be worried about?
Tell Drake not to get off that goddamn porch.
he's been stepping off recently.
Ain't that the truth?
He ain't talk about that, but yeah. He's stepping out there.
But that's okay. We not gonna talk about that motherfucker.
Good.
I know you said good.
No doubt. All right. So as we keep it moving and whatnot, how often is it next Top Gun to Hip Hop Dodgers? How often is it when do you see a young Bo defending an old head in rap?
Rare.
A young boy defending an old head?
Yes.
Well, wow. A famous young boy?
Famous young boy.
Okay, well, so what happened?
All right, so next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kodiak Black defends Nas.
Okay. Old friend Kodiak. That's
yes,
your boy.
Sir. That's my man.
That's your man.
I told you. Yeah, I told you I fuck with him, yo. You know what I mean? All that being said,
only you can prevent poor spiders.
My man.
Trojan horse ass nigga. Go ahead with it.
Kodiak. This nigga crazy shit.
Anyway, so what it gets right down to is the typical rap gossip or whatever. 21 Savage basically got up there fresh off of him and a new Canadian got a new record out, right? And basically saying, yeah, Nas a legend, but he is not relevant. Okay, so which is kind of normal, you know what I mean? You would expect 21 Savage to say some bullshit like that, you know what I mean? That's not news, but what makes it news is that your boy Kodiak Black stepped to 21 Savage very aggressively and was like, nah, Nas is super relevant, okay? And, you know, basically, what it got right down to here, I guess they, I don't know Nas's first week sales on that King's Disease 3. Okay, but apparently I guess it wasn't as impressive as the 21 Savage Drake. And the 21 Savage let everybody know, you know, nah, we the shit out here. Nas, you know, he a legend, but he ain't relevant.
B, can I say, I was on the Felipe's, we did a joint with the Grayskull Brothers. And basically I said, and I'm going to say it again here, what 21 Savage said, the words that he said could be construed as true if you're talking about younger rap music listeners. Nas might not be as relevant as he would be to us, I don't know if the Hit Boy thing is helping him with the Young Bulls, as you say. It's helping us, you know, continue the Nas tradition. But are Young Bulls checking for this King's disease? Like, really, are they?
No.
Well, apparently, I did. There's a couple of numbers. Apparently, this single sold 400,000 the first week. Again, but that's all digital. You don't know.
That's shit.
And apparently, something about the Nas only sold 43,000. And that's where the not being relevant is true. Now, I understand what he's saying. 21 Savage, that is. Mm-hmm. In the world he lives in,
Nas is not relevant.
Right.
The larger historical hip-hop construct...
Nas is very relevant.
More relevant than him.
Because this nigga 21 Savage is just a blip on the radar screen of hip-hop. Nas has been doing it for so long.
But guess what, though? He got y'all niggas and a whole bunch of other niggas. See, that record that he came out with, that Canadian dude... Nobody's talking about the record. They're talking about this foolishness.
They're talking about because they got sued, but I don't want to talk about that.
They're talking about foolishness, not the quality of that record. So, for him to say something now, because if Nas's album wouldn't have come out, maybe he would have found another target to bring attention and make himself and his album relevant.
But they did that already. All the antics that they pulled to make that album relevant, with all the bullshit, the people that are suing them and all that other shit.
Right.
They made that, trying to make that album more relevant by doing the imitations of other people's shit. They did that to make that album more relevant. So this, to me, is another stepping stone to make his shit look more relevant.
Let me put it in context. Let me show you how your boy Kodiak was riding. Kodiak bigged up Nas for his music and his business moves and questions 21's Savage accusing the Atlanta rapper of straight up dick riding Drake to get to the top of the charts.
Ooh. That might be true.
The way Kodiak sees it, and the way Kodiak sees it is that he said hanging with Drake is cool, but when you from the trenches, you sing songs like Nas I Can for inspiration. So your man Kodiak said, wow. Nah, you hang around Drake, it's all good. I get it.
Yeah, well, Kodiak, you got to consider your sources, B, because he sure enough was on that Trump train.
Yes, he was. And still is.
You called a nigga out. See, I was going to spot him, got him.
No, ain't no passes.
You got him before I did.
Oh,
I was about to get him.
Yes, sir.
I was about to get him.
He's looking for a little relevance to bring him back in King Killer's yard.
Because this nigga right now, yo, he's out there.
Yeah, he is. I'm not running, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting him up for Saint of the Year. I'm just saying, you know, Kodiak is the type of cat who, you know, he is a cat, I believe, that, you know, if you cool with him, you know what I'm saying, he'll boss up for you. These other plastic cats, you know what I'm saying? Security. So that's all. I thought that was pretty interesting. You know,
it is actually interesting though for him to, because these dudes don't talk to each other about each other too much unless they're about to be in some dumb shit.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, you know, that's what's up, yo. So shout to Kodiak, Nas, them other two cats.
they stole more. They got more views, nigga. They more relevant.
They do, no doubt. They do, yes.
A lot.
No doubt. So we want
to
move.
That goes right over King Killer's head because he don't know that song.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
He don't know that song.
but J. Cole did rip that shit though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, okay. He did. J. Cole did rip that.
We can let King Killer hear it and just slide the 21 Savage part in.
Anyway, so a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about me building a 300 CD jazz thing. And it's still being built slowly but surely or whatever. But Swerve, I thought about you. Uh-oh. It was only $2, but I had to buy it.
What is it? York Radio?
No. What not is even it? No, not York Radio. Something that I know that you would despise probably worse than 21 Savage.
Oh, my God. And you paid $2 for it? What the hell is it?
I paid $2 for it. Well, first of all, let me tell you the good thing. I actually found Blackalicious' second album up there, and I did buy that, by the way. You know what I'm saying? You know
is that saying? The one with the alphabet where he's rhyming through the alphabet?
I don't know. I'm still going through the second album anyway. So, but because I never really listened to the second album, I was a Blazing Arrows guy. So,
okay.
But anyway, so it was the Dana Owens on Verve Records jazz sing along storybook.
Wow.
And she actually covers a couple of those joints that I like. Well, goddamn.
No, Dana can sing, B. I'm not going to front on Dana.
But I know the crux between Dana Owens and Queen Latifah that hits Egri right in the heart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. And if it says Dana Owens on the album, I got no problem. If it says Queen Latifah.
I believe it says Dana Owens, G, okay. But I will check that. Right. Yeah, I'll check cool the credits.
As long as it says Dana Owens. We so good. She could be Queen Latifah acting, rapping, but when she do that other stuff, yo, you got to
lead it.
She
yeah
got to do.
Yeah. She can't be a queen while she's singing, son. Mm-hmm.
She can. She very well can.
Just can't be Queen Latifah.
So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say that again. The 300 Jazz CD thing is continued to be built, one CD at a time. Anyway, so let's get down to
Before you get, since we talking about music in your 300 CD, 300. This is Sparta. Yo, B, you know what I've been getting into?
What's that?
African house music, yo.
So after the show, I got you covered.
Got you covered.
Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
It's a whole different animal, yo.
So Afro house is another level.
So yeah, woo. Don't even I, be. I
okay, all right. Yeah, well, you know, we don't talk about
they run,
that.
They
much,
they but, run okay the game.
Yeah,
Afro man house runs the game, my nigga.
Yeah, they do.
But they got been both on feet my in
constant took the last over that week. Shit. So and then when I saw Black Panther, the music in it too reminded me more, so I just dug in deeper. But I can't wait to see what kind of jewels you're gonna discuss.
Yeah, trust me when I tell you, me and Kurt G, we regularly hang out on that block.
All right, cool.
So, no doubt. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we want to say rest in peace to Hurricane G.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yo, Hurricane G, who I only knew I think her government was Gloria Hernandez, but I'm sorry if I'm wrong because I didn't check the governments this week. I only knew about her on skits and certain things on Redman Records or whatever. Mm-hmm. I actually think I only have one record from her. I think I have literally one 12-inch from her. I'm just saying she was of note because she was down with Reggie and she was down with Eric Sermon. Actually had a baby with Eric Sermon.
Wow.
I didn't know that or whatever.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah, but she had been sick for a while. Her daughter said that she had lung cancer and she had been sick for a while. So, you know, I just, you know, we want to certainly acknowledge her her passing and shout to Redman and Eric Sermon and her family. And we know everyone's grieving her loss. Again, still a queen in hip hop, regardless, because she on those Reggie Noble records lives forever, you know what I'm saying? Yep. As far as we're concerned, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so we also want to continue the rest in peace situation goes out to Tame One from the Artifacts. Mm. So I'm sitting up here pulling out Artifacts records.
Jeez.
And I'm just like, you gotta be, you just, yo.
Banger.
After banger. I got both albums. I got the plethora of 12 inches. I mean, the Artifacts was just like, I'm buying those on the regular. And you got to remember, I mean, it's the Artifacts. It's Bush Babies. It's Black Moon. I mean, that's the era that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, that's just nuts beyond nuts, you know? Mm. And so I don't know what to say about that. I don't, you know, I think I know you already got the playlist together, son. I don't know what you're going to play from the artifacts, although you probably should just play straight artifacts at the end of the show. But I'm not going to bulldoze it. I'm sorry.
I got to look out for the brothers over at Grayskull. So I'm gonna have to, at least one of the songs is going to be.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, we always want to hook up the brothers from Grayskull. But Tame One, you know what I'm saying? Jersey's finest. You know, I know a lot of people, you think of Jersey, everybody want to talk. I obviously want to talk Redman or whatever, or Naughty by Nature, and yes, but.
Fugees.
Poor Righteous.
Poor Righteous, but man, but Artifacts. Not only were they musicians, but they were graffiti artists as well. You know what I'm saying? Who were on the trains, were on with the thick markers, did the whole thing. Yo, they were just really, really B-boys. And again, Tame One's family, want to give a shout out to them. His mother, you know, put a statement out, really grieving the loss of her son. And Kurt G, was it you who posted that they had just completed a record with Buck Wild?
No, that was...
Who posted that?
That was Peter Johansson.
Oh, okay. But in any case, I just, wow, man, just incredible.
Shout out to Peter, too. Smokey Joe, what's up?
Yeah, no doubt. Just absolutely incredible. I think really what hit us this week is that literally it was seconds after somebody posted Hurricane G. It was seconds. Boom. Right after that, we heard about Tame One. So any young bulls who really, and you hear us talking about these groups, you just let's pull up the artifacts.
And you know what's an interesting thing about that, though, is...
What's that?
Our generation of MCs, hip-hop folks, are leaving this planet without being killed, for the most part. But the young boys, people are leaving here from being murdered. That shit's crazy,
Yeah, I will say it is... somebody usually, you know, passes away, you know, once you get to our age... For various reasons. I don't know about too many people our age who are getting murdered. It does lay quite a dichotomy.
Yeah.
You know.
It's nice to be old, fellas.
they don't want to be old, my niggas. It's a disease to get old, my nigga.
Let me repeat.
Don't want to get to 30. Yeah.
Shout to Gray Skull.
Exactly. Literally.
You know what I mean? So, no doubt. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kings of Disease 3 is out. I hope we got a chance to listen to at least a little bit of it. You didn't listen to it?
No. I can't. I figured
we was going to talk about it, so I got it in, my nigga.
You can go ahead because I'm going to be late. So.
Okay, the only thing I'm going to say, I'm going to keep it brief because I got in the best of the three, I believe.
That's the consensus I'm hearing.
The Kings of Disease 3, best of the three. As far as, you know, but Hit-Boy is really trying to, I believe, come into his own as a hip-hop producer on a boom-bap level. And even sort of, I'm not even saying like the mix-up or whatever, but I thought it's the only thing I could say, the best of the three. My personal favorite, I know everybody was talking about that Michael and Quincy joint. My personal favorite is that Reminisce. Oh, my God. That's
the Mary J. Blige.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, the layering on that production stupid. So that's my personal favorite. But overall, I still think it was probably four tracks too long as far as length. I still think four tracks could have got, you know, rung back a little bit. But the best of the three... if Nas continues and the good folks over at Mass Appeal, I probably would consider buying that on vinyl.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't really buy the first two. They were good. And I'm like, you know, I was impressed with Hit-Boy on both of those. But this is the best of the three. That's just my personal quick opinion on it. Gee, I don't know what you got as far
and
as.
And I would agree with you on as far as this is the best out of the trilogy. Right now, this is the best one. The QD3 is better. It's a QD3. But but yeah, this is the best out of the three to me.
So let me ask you guys. I hear what you're saying. And I'm listening to the words you're saying that it's the best of the three.
Yes.
Right. So
to me, Magic was better still.
Yes, Magic being the top of the heap.
Magic was still better than those.
You know, we bought that. That's right there. We bought that.
I still think Magic was better than those, but on a different level than those. But to me, this is the best. If as far as continuing this thing that he's doing, I think this is the best.
So is this how we want to hear Nas?
Yes. Rhyming? For me, I would like to continue hearing him in this form. Okay. Because what I hear him doing, and it's funny to me when I hear it, is he's turning into Hov.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, ooh.
That's what
oh,
I hear him.
My oh, my goodness.
I hear him turning into Hov 444.
I'm going to rebut that.
I'm saying, because I know he did the first album, the Grown Man album, if you want to go that route. I'm not talking about Grown Man album. I'm talking about rhyme style. Not talking about being a grown man.
I see him
turning into that. To where the Jay-Z 444 was at, and with his rhyme cadence and the patterns and everything that he was doing, the way he was rhyming over them tracks, I hear Nas, his flow don't sound exactly the same as it used to be. Mm. He don't have the exact same flow and cadence as he used to have. It's starting to turn a little bit into the whole cadence and flow. But I guess he has to over them slower tracks because he's not used to rhyming over them slower tracks like that.
So my rebuttal, shout out to my man, because it's funny, I'm on the other track here. We're still on the same path on the other track. As I'm listening to the record, I said to myself, he sound like he on that Hov, but he better than Hov.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Better.
Wow. Not yet.
He
Not
better yet. Than
he's,
Hov.
Put it like, to me, he's getting there. Put it like this.
Wow.
You know what?
He better.
I know why you're saying that.
Okay.
I know why. The same reason for me why you're saying that is the same reason to me is why his battle joint, I can't remember the name of that fucking track from Ether was better than Takeover is the same reason to me. Because Ether, Nas's flow, the way he rhymes and his voice is so much better than Hov's voice. When you hear him rhyme, I like his voice better than I like Jay-Z's voice. I just like his voice better. So I know why you're saying that he sounds better than Hov, but his flow, and when I'm talking technicality here, I'm getting down to the nuance. And when I'm going there, B, he's just not there yet. Hov is so comfortable in that flow and that's in his skin and that. B, Hov got that shit down packed. Ain't nobody fucking with him when it comes to that yet. Now, Nas is getting there. He's getting better, and he's starting to imitate him a little bit. And he's starting to get, he's just not quite there. His voice just sounds better to you, which his voice is a lot. He got a better rap voice than Jay-Z does.
Let me tell you something. So,
King Killer, it sounded like them billable hours then came into Kurt's bank account.
No, B, not on this one.
So,
you can argue with me, but you're going to be wrong.
But
if you start getting down to the nuances the way I'm talking.
It's funny because we're
Hov is way too comfortable doing what he's doing.
I'm telling you, we're in the same kind of ballpark as I thought of. As I'm listening to the record, I'm thinking of the same thing around that 444. A number one that I thought he was better, but I think that it was because of necessity, because the beats are, because of the way Hit-Boy does his beats, you know what I'm saying? Hit-Boy himself is still trying to understand Boom Bap, okay? Hit-Boy himself is still trying to understand Boom Bap. He's done a better job than I think he's ever done. Again, like you said, but I still think Magic is better. I think we all agree with that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I tell you what, I was not disappointed. Other than I still thought it was four tracks too long, but that's it. If I had to really, really give criticism, I thought, you know, it was just a little too long. But yeah, King's Disease 3, man. It's
not a disappointment by no stretch.
No.
So yes, you can listen to it, Egreen.
And I tell you what, he addresses.
I just pulled it up to listen when we get done.
Tell you what, he addresses a lot of things. He does tease the J. And the Ether shit a little bit. He gives a direct message to MC Search when he directly says, how much is the catalog worth? Okay. Yes, he does directly. Mm. He does directly at Pete Rock. You know what I'm saying? Asking Pete Rock why he acting like that or something shit he said kind of slick in the record.
It's a little weird.
So, yeah, he is direct at some cats directly, which I really appreciate. That's really getting down to the brass tacks. Fuck this subliminal shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't got time to figure out no Rubik's cubes, nigga. Just say the rhymes, yo.
Man, there's a lot of songs. God damn.
That's what I said. Was he said four songs too long?
It's 17 cuts. It's four songs too long. You know, yeah. if I had to criticize, but again, it flows actually pretty well.
It does.
It really does.
Even the interlude. The interlude, yeah, to me was the best.
Oh, my God, the interlude is
stupid. To me, you said that Mary J., but that interlude, my goodness, son. Jeez.
Yeah, but I'm still saying that Hit-Boy is still figuring out Boom Bap himself, although he's probably just about there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, to me, Hit-Boy, yeah, you're right. On the Hit-Boy, it's talking production-wise, yeah, Hit-Boy's starting to come into a different zone. And I'm really surprised that at the level that he's able to still go back and forth between the trap type beats to the boom bap, because it's so different in the way that they're structured.
Yeah, but
they're not structured the same way. But, now that Reminisce could be structured a little bit trap, but as far as the way the boom bap is structured, as far as the beat wise and the flow of the samples, it's so much differently. So it's kind of hard for me to think that, damn, how's he still at a high level doing trap and still doing it this boom bap at such a high level?
See, I don't think that he was really doing trap. Like, see, you got to remember, you know, everybody thinks that trap is the sole domain of the 808 and deep drops. That was a staple in regular East Coast hip hop for a long time. So all Hit-Boy got to do is just, and what he did on a couple of tracks on there, it's hip hop, it's regular traditional East Coast hip hop, but it's layered underneath with the 808, which used to be standard fare.
Now, this nigga Hit-Boy done some regular trap. Nigga.
Well, okay, yeah, I'll grant you that. Yeah, but there was, I thought I heard one or two records where there was kind of a mix there.
Right, he's doing that. And yeah, that's where I'm on those type of tracks is where Nas had to switch up his flow. On those type of tracks, yeah, he does.
Yes, and he did switch up his flow. He did switch up his flow. Although, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's better than Hov, because I don't really hear Hov switching up his flow. I mean, Hov's flow is his Hov. But yeah, we'll have to.
I'm not arguing with you. Go back to
that RPG record.
Right.
Turn off the radio or whatever that song you got playing. Dead Press.
right, B. I'm not even going to go down that road with him because he really never really liked Hov like that. You're starting to really come around to Hov more. In the recent past,
well, 444 helped you come around,
right? From that point, you're starting to come around on him then. But I'm like, I've seen and hope that this flow that's be whole
but it's
got
funny,
this shit mastered.
But
my
it's
nigga.
Funny,
the flow is just ridiculous.
But it's funny. What when I say 444 helped you come around, but I love Reasonable Doubt though. I mean,
yeah, but that's a classic.
I mean,
because it was a different shit. He was on some other level.
He was on a lot of hijinks in between that, making money. I get it, but you know. All right, so that's been a Hip Hop Digest. A good spirited talk. I thought it was really important that we get in. Trust me when I tell you, the gremlins were out in full force.
Nigga, this show,
my goodness,
this show just almost did not happen.
Just for transparency. As we are recording right now, it's 11 o'clock my time, which means it's 2 o'clock a.m. your time.
Yes, it is. 2 a.m. Yeah. Thursday morning.
We do it for the peoples.
Yes, sir. This show was almost kaput.
Oh, shit. All right. That's what's up. We're going to be headed for the river. It's Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
Oh shit, I'm on the wrong computer now. It's over here.
Oh.
Yeah, because we had the gremlins in the fucking lab, so I had to put the shit over here. If you'd have ran the bus over me on this one, I'd have had to fight back, my nigga. I said, I'm a suit. I would have had to call Geico on his ass.
Who did that? That wasn't Frank. I know that was Frank Herzog and them, but who
was one of the damn Redskin fans.
Was it?
Diesel's warming up.
Here comes the diesel.
Yo, no, but the one the sound effect he just did is the classic one.
Yeah, that nigga just said all the time too when your boy was coming out. Here comes that diesel. Wonk, wonk.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, man.
All right, this week we got AG. Giant in the Mental.
Okay.
AG, Giant in the Mental. That is AG of DITC.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Right. We got Ill Conscience and Mute 1 Acres of Diamonds. Ill Conscience and Mute 1 Acres of Diamonds. Of course, you know my man Ill Conscience.
Yeah, I was going to say Ill Conscience. Yeah.
Presence known.
No doubt. So, all right. That's what's up, man. Like I said, it was a good, different topics, good spirited topics. You know what I'm saying? Glad to be back. Like I said, I can't guarantee the show's going to be every week because, you know, we, you know. Because we got real jobs.
It's just the holiday season.
Niggas got jobs out here.
But not, so.
We, that's how we stack.
Yeah, right.
Going to work.
So. Niggas got to, King Killer got to go get that bag, B.
Oh, you got to get the bag. See, it's always about the damn bag.
It's always about that bag,
Can't
B.
even record a damn show.
Got to get the bag, nigga.
Let a duffel bag, boy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. So do you want paper or plastic bags?
I need a Winn-Dixie bag full of money.
Oh, my God. Yo, real talk, for when I found out that Nevada doesn't charge 5-10 cents for a bag.
You went in there and loaded up.
Double bagging, y'all.
Oh, it was double bagging.
Yeah. I ain't got to steal bags. Oh, good shit.
You got niggas out here catching misdemeanors for stealing bags out the store and
bags,
shit.
Walking out with bags, selling bags.
All right. That's what's good.
We're loopy now. It's time to go.
All right, B.
All right, kids. So hopefully we do it when we do it because that's what we fucking do. Good night. Thank you for listening.
Holla.
Can do it, that's what they say in America. Your life ain't ruined like the homes in your area. Code for paradise, these bungalows are miniature. Social security number and signature. Changing the symbol for integer. Claiming like Columbus, Christopher, Zen Franklin. Make company with pictures. January 6th, I didn't see no triggers being pulled. You thought I was gonna say niggas. Proud boys that damaged their livers. Robbing the hood, minus the quivers. Real intimacy is hard to find. The things I find meaningful are hard to rhyme. Approval, encouragement, acknowledgement. Removal of government is obvious to me. You can do it, that's what they say in America. Your life ain't ruined like the homes in your area.
They pushing demon time, yeah, we clocking them out. They push for liberty, we speak, we got in the sound. Choose unity over scrutiny, change conditions by reclaiming the system. We part for mutiny, loud sort of sounds with echo. We find the sounds of life inside the concrete metals. Focus on the better things and vibrate with fresh petals. Plantain leaf on the lashes from the nettle. Help information settle, misinformation. Got the nation pacing with hot metal. Tampered imagination, they tell us what to dream. Till we smile in the kennel, cough up a lung. Where I'm from like Jay-Z with bellow. So I drink down, they got a leaf and mix it with fennel.
Question: how can you divide what was never united? If I aspire to eat the rich in my dinner, sight in a riot or dinner party in which 99 is invited, but lack of history knowledge assures it we'll never try it. Or backbone? Or maybe it's just complacency. Maybe we need a catalyst for reducing the latency. A brown hawk with a mic, 18 and angry. I made it through 45. I deny the culture that shaped me. Dream is a fallacy.
I stay woke within. You'll come after me. I'm not fighting no battles. I'm only practicing mastery.
Whips, chains, and money. That's checkmate, player willingly in the matrix, replacing cotton with data, next generation. Avatarians in the making, detached or not. I'm a ghost in the machine of enslavement.
Wake up, wake up.
And witness the face of the Pharaoh. It's easy to claim America the great at the end of a...
No matter what groups you book, I still jam like Sam Cooke. Took a whole click out and had the sound man flipping with the wicked freestyle and shit on niggas with the rip. Check my computer type graphics. Niggas get their ass kicked quick if they try to flip like ashes. Never passive, as is. Yo, you see the flow, yo, what happened? Check how them niggas rapping. The clap of the crowd.
be showing me love like Cupid, loop it back. Shit slams like I dished off the shack. My crew stay strapped with battle raps on cap. We ready to clap on chaps who make up half you sucker rap acts. I'm intact with facts. MCs can't compete with these treats. It's showing JP with the beats. Unleash talents, balance, styles extraordinary with the vocabulary. No other varies. We know schematics or raps, the theatrics. Only a few can reach status. Artifacts, techniques can freak from hidden ballots. Leaving you to clean up like you Alice. Shit's thick like smoke from out the chalice. The week we embarrass, showing no pity on your city. We either play you live or have you taped in like MIDI. The Brick City Committee coming through a nigga's sound set. This round's for all our niggas that didn't get down yet. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. From up the back of the bus, the 31 bum rush. Don't touch nothing but the EQ. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. From up the back of the bus, the 31 bum rush. Cruise we breeze, do you don't know you need to? Tell the sound man, don't touch nothing but the EQ.
Deafening, keep the weapon stepping with the bops. Seeking through your cell racks and peeping all more cops. Into wind, tall like Paul Bunyan. The bass line strumming, meaning that the naughty headed niggas coming.
Lights, camera, act like you wanna bring the drama. I make it hotter than all of Atlanta, ready to act up. Swinging up on your son, gooding for you under the name of Tame One.
Eyes focused, lips ready to choke you. You'll choke on my spit. Your dilemma is the quick flip script. Who's the winner taking out all beginners in an instant? My size polished and stain resistant.
The E and J super blunt, rip a nigga, flips your bitch ass. With better effects, we go to war like George Lucas. Toucan Sam in, we neither Mr. Man, simply put. Your 12 inch can barely make a foot. We got bombs. My mama told me no when I was younger, but I told her. I don't cry on no shoulders, I'm a soldier, let me show ya. How we can rock a crowd like Ayatollah, check the folder.
Here we go, check it out, right. Now you got the scoop, check the guest troop low. On the chest, niggas still use the word fresh, blessed. You see the structure, build the constructor, buster. Another with the skills that I muster. Up to shake, you check the rhyme for tech. Artifacts, Tame One and MCL, the sensei.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Swim up the back of the bus, the 31 bum rush. Cruise me breeze, who you don't know you need to. Tell the sound man, don't touch nothing but the EQ. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Swim up the back of the bus, the 31 bum rush. Cruise me breeze, who you don't know you need to. Tell the sound man, don't tell nothing, blah, 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 blah.
Rapper here that's gonna G this year. G, lyric for lyric. lyrically exhibit mass appeal, staying real like Eric Sermon. Drunk off the funk like it was bourbon. Rolling up Big Willie like Suburban. Blade just make a wager, tamer blows up like a pager, making you wake up early. Tell your girlie, turn my tape up. Wait up, let me lace up the place like boots, make loot. And proceed to rock like roots. I tear the roof off, and when I fuck, don't take my boots off. I shoot from the lip and make your nose glow like Rudolph. You soft, so let me hit you off with all the hardness. Artifact shit, we got the hard shit regardless. I'll be making up my shit, like the format and how it don't match or fit. I just dig into the X-Files of styles, hitting while you're missing out, prove that the child. Beyond a different angle, strangle those who want to tangle. With the flexi with the technique ripper, Elva, sensei with the mensei in the back. Digging that we can't battle rapid combat, cease that, realize that the facts don't mess. Around when we blast sounds down for any test, so bring your nine and your best. Cause when you step to these men, you plan best to be correct. Interject with intellect, each step steady. Dissing those who pose with beef that's petty.
Busting your shit out with my lyrical, smoking botanicals. I'll be the man that makes the miracles, invisible if need be. See me on TV and on CD, smoking BDs in 3D, doing graffiti. My mechanical style, interlock rocks and shocks, cause I'm hot. X marks the spot, likes a dot, watch. I'm so tight with my nickel and dime. Rhymers, I smoke in one corner, pushing off the corner from foul line. Prime time teams rewind and can't find mine. They all left behind because my rhymes lack guidelines. Wings get pushed back from
from hairlines to ass cracks. So check ASCAP on artifact soundtracks. So I act ill, I can peel a skill like fresh pills. Crack a rapper like a Phils. I smack more ass than Benny Hill, but chill a minute. I'm all up in it, infinite potential. North New Jersey residential areas, I turn to burial plots for MCs who don't believe what I conceive or leave a whole team speechless. Getting jobs at Chuck E. Cheese's, I'm like Jesus to the mic. Write my life out like Mary. I'm obliged to Jay, any ghetto queen that's sanitary. Don't play me too close, you'll get roasted by the human torch from North. I'm blowing up spots without tour support. I distort thoughts with ism sticks and quartz. Laughing at rappers who come at me in soft pack like Newports. I walk that talk, get down and dirty like New York. That's why I'm still fat. Beef kill at, nigga, where your skills at?
Where your skills at?
You know the deal, if your lyrics ain't real, the artifacts don't feel right.
Where your skills at?
You know the deal, if your lyrics ain't real, the artifacts don't feel right.
But, back to the subject at hand. Peep my battle plan and I'll be forced to chop that hand. Off, soft, brothers, yo, they can't withstand the pressure, prepare the stretcher and the drift stand. Cause in 9-6, these MCs can't miss. If you purchase this, then you see why brothers kinda piss. It's the Mr. Flip-Flipper, always staying dipped. Always talking shit, always hitting hallways and
I play
shit.
The parks after dark and spark L's until my head rusts and then bust. Plus, when I get dusted, you get messed up. Rolling with razors, neighbors hate me cause I'm famous, tame is accurate. Back with battle raps, fat like battleships. Constantly open like a hood rat that's smoking. Got bitches in Hoboken, overdosing off my potions. Wet like oceans, my notebook looks atrocious. Be dissing vocal coaches, I don't let them hit my roaches. I hand them a biz like Warner. Brothers be on the corner talking gossip. Hot cause they ain't got shit. Watch this. Where your skills at, nigga?
Where your skills at?
Had died and things were disappearing. The West Coast is hearing all these whack beats appearing. DJs were taking down record store doors to get the biz dance and the Shantae Wars. Beast the Buck Four, rock steady on the floor. New York and Dynamic Cruise plus many more. Remember the time when you didn't pack a nine, nigga just came to hear some funky ass rhymes. But all of that's over, cause brothers wanna act up. No clubs to go to, they'll just pack rap up. That's how the media wants it to stop. So peep the first and last showing of Graffiti Rock. So check it, the brothers wanna wreck it to get what's expected, cause hip hop should be respected. Gotta get it back to get it on track. Artifacts kicking styles illy on the way back.
Like back when my Timberlands were only size sixes, I used to tape mixes shooting spitballs at bitches. Cross through Jersey Transit just to see a rapper kick it. But now I ain't with it, cause niggas just ain't worth the ticket. Shit man, I remember jams that was slamming. Getting me and my man in was harder than backgammon. DJs was scratched back to back, boom boom bap. So rappers with real raps would drop shit real fat. But now kid, as I recollect, rappers out of court wreck respected just got stuck up in my tape deck. Real deal hip hop, when biz used to flip flop. This fat ass on stage to do a dance and bust a Reeboks. Niggas must have forgot when real rhymes was hot. Cause now if you ain't goes, you ain't got no props. But fuck that, I'm above that, I don't play that. The artifact staff drops math about the way back.
Going way